Hey everybody, this is Kim Wendy, owner of PassionateHorsemanship.com. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about the benefits of trail obstacle work with your horse. This is episode number 7. So, have you ever done trail obstacle training with your horse? Or have you thought about doing trail obstacle training? Well, if you haven't, I'm going to encourage you to try to do some trail obstacle training with your horse. There are just so many benefits that come about by doing the trail obstacles. Now, and then later on, there's different things that you can go and do once your horse learns to do the trail obstacles and navigate the course and stuff. But some of the benefits to you as the owner, it helps you develop your leadership skills with your horse. It develops skills for problem solving, and it helps you to get clear with your body language. It creates a stronger bond between you and your horse. It develops your confidence in handling your horse, and it helps handlers to improve their communication skills and relationship from the ground, which transfers to the saddle. Now, for the horse, it teaches patience. It develops confidence and curiosity. It helps to improve their balance. And they learn to wait for your cue. It will keep your horse mentally sharp too. And you know, it's going to be something great that you could do during the winter months when you can't ride to help to keep them mentally sharp, like I just mentioned. It also prepares young horses for saddle training. And it's great for horses that can't be ridden, because maybe, you know, their age or sometimes physical problems doesn't allow us to ride them, but we can still do other things on the ground. It also helps those that you're going to sell, because it can make them more marketable. Doing a trail obstacle course will make your horse more responsive too. Now, I had offered some horse agility courses, and one of my students had said, it improved our relationship and communication. The course is engaging, challenging, and fun for both horse and human. Kim explains things well, and her voiceovers are very helpful for pointing out areas to work on and things we are doing well. And then another student said, I thought that I was going to learn a few new tricks and tips to help me towards entering agility online. And this is doing the trail obstacles. She said, entering agility online competitions, but what I got was a whole lot more. I never thought that agility could enhance my working relationship with my horses. What a team we have become. Even if you don't want to do agility competitions, the skills you learn in Kim's class and the deeper bonding you achieve with your horse is well worth taking the class. So again, I'm going to encourage you, if you haven't ever done trail obstacles, to think about doing them. I specialize in the trail obstacles, and if you want to get started, reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you about them and how you can get started. If you're already doing the trail obstacles, whether you're doing it in hand, meaning on the ground, or you're riding through the obstacle course, I can help you out to improve with your horse. Just reach out to me. My website is PassionateHorsemanship.com. My email address is in the description. I am happy to talk to you, or you can leave me a message here on the app, and I can answer you that way. Remember, don't force the horse. You want to win with your horse.